Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Monday's edition of Farm Talk with Mick Carey, got an update on the winter wheat crop in South Dakota with Reed Christofferson of the South Dakota Wheat Commission.
It's actually looking just a little bit stressed at the moment. We have seen a steady decrease in the NAS ratings since last November. November 16th, we'd have been at 67% good to excellent. And now this last week, we were down to 32% good to excellent. So we are seeing the effects of the prolonged drought and the very open conditions.
So lack of snow cover, is that the main concern, or is it just we went into the fall a little, the last half of the growing season, and most of the last few months of 2020 were pretty much rain-free?
Really all of the above. We did go in very kind of drought-stressed into the fall. We saw some limited growth on the winter wheat, although it did look good to start with. But it's really stayed very open. Yesterday here in central South Dakota, I saw 46 degrees on the truck thermometer at one point. So we don't have a lot of snow cover, and it seems to be going south.
Again, that was Reed Christofferson of the South Dakota Wheat Commission. If you've ever wondered what the USDA Climate Hub is, this story from Stephanie Ho is for you.
What exactly is the USDA Climate Hub?
It's an entity that has been strategically located in a part of the United States. The offices are either led by ARS or the Forest Service.
Agricultural Research Service Administrator Shavonna Jacobs-Young says the hubs bring together a wide variety of peer-reviewed science.
One of the important roles of the Climate Hub, you know, from my perspective, is we're helping train the future climate scientists. So we have postdocs in those laboratories.
Social scientists provide additional perspective.
So if we release a technology, information on a technology or a practice, for example, no-till. So if we've done research and we've talked about the benefits of no-till and we've disseminated that out, you know, how do you encourage people to adopt the practice? And how do you understand if they didn't, why?
More information can be found online at climatehubs.usda.gov. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This is Inside Agriculture.